The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's not nice, but Everclear there. That is the winner for Rock Wars this week, Brady and his teammate Craig Gass, all over it, and a beautiful thing.
All over it.
All over it. Just like Craig's D was on every girl in the 1980s in Phoenix and Tucson. You got laid in cities you didn't live in when you were in high school. You said you were banging up here. You're down in Tucson. I couldn't even do it in Mesa.
No, growing up in Arizona,
saying it like that was handed out at the mailboxes.
It was. No. Just like it was at Spread Mountain.
I remember when my friend Mark in ninth grade goes, I'm breaking up with Tiffany if she doesn't start giving me more action. And I'm like, well, what's she giving you? And he goes, hand stuff, mouth. I'm like, that should suffice. You should be very happy with what's happening because you could be me. Or I'm going to break up with my hand because it's the only thing it's got. I'm stuffing
Craig was getting
thumbs.
Laid. He was,
it's crazy.
He was soaking in snowflakes.
If you had long hair,
I did
in the late '80s, early '90s. You were a handsome kid. You showed me a picture.
I look like Macaulay Culkin's AIDS.
No, you were a handsome kid. You had a crazy look on your face.
Well, in the picture, I always
in the picture you had a crazy look on your face, but.
And, cocaine?
That's the one thing that was missing for me. I was not a fun kid when it came to that stuff. And I'm glad. Because, you know, it doesn't lead you down great paths, as you may be the first to acknowledge.
Oh, I can't imagine my parents. It's kind of funny thinking about, Dad, I'm heading off with Kennison right now. At 17.
What? That's all. Craig didn't even have to sneak in and out of the house.
Yeah, that video.
But my mom would be going, where are you going?
Kennison and I are going to
hang out. Yeah, I look like a member of Poison or Warrant in the video.
Yeah. No, you look like you could have been in a band for sure. And in the 80s, that worked. I did not.
The comments from your listeners are very supportive and nice.
Nobody said what happened?
Instagram page.
when did it all go? That's not the same guy. Those aren't compliments.
And this is long before I ever wanted to do stand-up comedy. But Craig Gass Comedy on Instagram to see the video of Kinnison giving a shout-out to Tucson, and I'm 17 or 18 in
this
video.
God, that had to be it. Wow.
Well, dude, we had parties here.
I don't hear it. Because I had parties. I went to parties.
There's one party that still is unsettled legally at the, what's the name of that place?
I don't know what that means. Unsettled means
it's... You're in Arizona?
Financially, it was in...
The lawsuit's not settled?
Yeah, what's the name of that resort over by... There's Ritz-Carlton, and then above Ritz-Carlton is a resort.
Oh, the Biltmore?
The Biltmore.
Yeah.
Ooh. I had a party at the Biltmore. Guns N' Roses were there.
Oh God!
This
is why he's getting laid. I didn't.
I know.
I can't say that when
it's
I was
a little different.
Mine was Mark Stebbings was there.
One or two ingredients missing.
Joe Rosé and like a couple of guys from the football team.
They were in town to open for Aerosmith at Compton Terrace.
Of course.
And we had this big party. Slash comes into my room,
as would happen to most juniors in high school.
I was probably first or second senior year at that point.
You had a lot of those.
And Slash ended up breaking a window in my hotel room and running out.
Why did you have a hotel room?
Steven Adler, their original drummer,
yeah,
would hit me up and just say, hey, man, come hang out. We're staying at the The Hyatt Downtown was one when they performed at Celebrity Theater.
You
Craig
told
was
me about
a supplier.
That yesterday. Did you bring them drugs?
I mean, we would do drugs, but they just thought I was a funny kid.
That's it.
That was a funny kid.
You're a fun kid. It's
funny
like a
kid.
Disney
funny.
Movie.
Funny kid.
Bring all this kid's funny kid around.
Yeah.
And Slash broke the window and then ran out, went back to his room. And security comes. Hey, what's going on here? And everyone in the room witnessed it. We're like, yeah, you know, there's he used to stay under this. I knew what his name was that he would check in under. If you go to Mr. Smith's room and ask him. And Slash was so scared of his tour manager, who was from here. His tour manager was like a big roid guy.
Oh, really?
Bad temper. And so just to get his road manager off his back, he goes, Doug, I swear to God, that kid Craig broke the window.
Oh, he threw you under the bus.
Threw me under the bus. And I'm checking out of the hotel the next morning, the Biltmore. And this guy, Doug, and they had a scary, scary bodyguard named Big Ron. And they corner me at the front desk and they go, we know you did this. And if you don't accept responsibility for this, we're going to take you outside right now.
Oh, you beat the tar of a teenager.
And I was almost crying.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, so I'm the one responsible for this.
You just took the
and
heat.
I signed it. I still remember to this day how much the bill was.
How much?
Because it's such a memorable number, $666.
Oh my God!
And 88 cents. It happened in 1988, September of 1988.
The Window of the Beast.
Window of the Beast. Signed a thing, and then the next day, I came back to the hotel with my buddy Andrew and asked for a manager, and I said, "Hey, just so you know, we had nothing to do." It's like, but you signed a thing, and I go, "But we
honestly, it was Guns N' Roses.
That guy Doug and that guy Ron. They." And Slash went on to talk about it in an interview in Rolling Stone magazine.
You're like almost famous with parents who didn't care.
And then Slash went on to talk about it in his autobiography. He said, one of my biggest regrets from my drug addiction is there is a kid who used to hang out with us in Arizona.
It's you.
And I broke a window and I blamed him for it. And the weird thing is,
what a wonderful redemption story. Have you talked to Slash about it since?
I'm that guy.
Not only that, I've hung out with Steven Slash Duff. We're all friends now with knowing me as a comedian.
Right.
And I'm afraid to tell them. I told Steven.
That it's you?
They just know me as a comedian. I told Steven, and I go, I don't know if you remember this. When I was 17, we became friends at the NAMM show in L.A., and every time he came to Arizona, I would get a room in the same hotel, and we would all party. And there was one night, it was at the Biltmore in Phoenix, Slash broke a room. You were with Ron and Duff, and you guys ran out because Ron said, let's get out of here. And then Slash tried to stick me with the bill, and then this is what happened. And Steven heard the whole story, and he goes, I don't remember anything.
You give me the stroke version of Steven Adler.
Well, I know.
That's
I
all
enjoy
there is.
The authenticity.
I don't remember anything.
Your left arm's too high when you raise your arm.
That's it.
If I could have gotten to him earlier.
I don't want to critique your impression, but that left arm went up way too high.
I have pictures from that party. I'll post that tomorrow. But tonight, right now, if you look at my Instagram, there's a video of me as a kid growing up in Arizona with Kinnison. And that's why I used to get laid a lot growing up here in Arizona. It's because of that video.
I have a listener question.
Because how I looked in the video.
Are you interested in a listener question?
Yes, go ahead.
Now, let me finish it because this guy's as dark as we are. It's Key Custer. I know him. Says, has Craig ever actually f***ed a deaf girl, or is the sister still a virgin? Have you ever been with a deaf one?
No, it would creep me out to be with a deaf
one. Too much family ties.
Yeah, too much family. Because I grew up around deaf people. It's just, it's a family.
You know, I grew up around hearing people. I don't even think about it. Like, never once do I look down and go, she can hear just like my sister can. I don't think, she never pops into my brain.
Anytime I see a deaf person on the street, I think of my family. So the idea of being with a deaf person would be like being with someone in my family.
It triggers family thoughts.
Of course.
And they all smell similar.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's like fresh cut grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand it, I think.
They have an angelic smell, the deaf people.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Yes. It's their gift. Yuck. Brady, it's time now for you to give us all the entertaining news, if you can top that, that only you know. It's called The Entertainment Drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black Self-Defense Training. All sorts of seminars and all sorts of things they got going on up there, getting you in shape and getting you ready for the real world, especially with the world of crowds we're about to deal with. Last night, Craig and I were in a crowd. The security's everywhere. You do think about it, especially when you have to walk through metal detectors into a place with a bunch of strangers, and the first thing you see is axe-throwing contests. Well, you never know who the nutbag is who's going to have a couple of pops and have an axe handy. And I can defend myself from somebody trying to attack me with an axe because we've practiced that. It's crazy how much real-life scenarios can turn. They have something for all of it. And the female self-defense course, I believe that's April 28th. I think I said the 21st before. That's April 28th, and their gun safety seminar is coming up. All available at reactdefense.com. And if you carry a gun or CCW license or you want it, they can help you get it, and they can do it with the greatest safety course you've ever been through, not to mention day-to-day courses that will just make you a sharper tool out there. You'll be a sharper tool, not just a tool, but a sharper tool as you walk the streets, the mean streets of wherever it is you are. And plus, you can, fend off some of Craig's illegitimate children, which are evidently crawling all over the city. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Aaron Rodgers is doing a 4-day darkness retreat to decide his future in the NFL.
He's another one who changed his entire life because of the ayahuasca.
My favorite brand of porn. Darkness. Favorite category.
You've graduated from blacked.com to just opaque.
Darkness.
Darkness. Darkness. I like that. I'm going to Google that later.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people, for employees, for developers, and even your customers, removing frustration and supercharging productivity. On our intelligent platform, AI isn't just a promise. It's happening today. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. To learn more, visit servicenow.com/AI for people.
The five best Super Bowl plays of all time.
James Harrison's touchdown. The helmet catch.
Helmet catch was number one.
Yeah, that's
David. Helmet catch number one.
Amazing play. The helmet catch is amazing.
James Harrison was not in the top
that's
five.
That's the best defensive play in the history of the Super Bowl. That's got to be a top five play. You kidding me? Terrible list.
Number two is Santonio Holmes.
Great catch. That's why that Super Bowl is so great. It's got two of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history in it.
Malcolm Butler's goal line interception, Super Bowl 49.
Oh, yeah, I know. Sorry, Seahawks fans. Should have run it.
Kevin Dyson gets stopped on the 1-yard line, Super Bowl.
That's an overrated
34.
Play.
Was that Rams Titans?
Yes, Rams Titans. Yeah. A, he got stopped. B, I think that just ties the game. They act like that was a game winner.
1 yard short as time ran out.
Yeah. Always remember that. I'll always remember that.
It would have been a tie.
My God, they could have won the right there.
No. It's almost. It's a great tackle. Why is it remembered for him coming up short and not for the guy?
Because it's a legendary. You're like
defensive play.
You're an inch away from championship.
From tying it.
All they would have done is tie it. Special was number five.
Philly special is a great play.
Wait, tying it with the extra point would have tied it?
Well, tied it with
they were down by 7.
Yeah, kicked the extra point.
So it wasn't like
or
this.
Or could have gone for two.
But they wouldn't have had. Well, Jeff Fisher would have been murdered.
That would have been number one.
James Harrison.
That would have been the top five.
Play. I don't know how you. Don't
That's why football playoffs are the best sports because guys just make dumb mistakes.
They have some stupid stuff.
They overthink. They forget how to hold a football.
They're not as big as the moment.
They forget about how to manage a clock. It's
you watch Trevor Lawrence do it in the game. It's like, the moment's too big for him. And then the second half, he was incredible. So there's a lot of redemption stuff. It is a great sport. Hopefully we get another one of those this weekend.
Leo DiCaprio's potentially at it again. He's been linked with a 19-year-old model this time.
Ooh, he's going to stay with her Alani. For 6 years.
She's hot.
Is she?
Yeah.
You've seen her already?
Yeah, she's stunning. Yeah, I saw the story. I got her pregnant. She cried on my answer machine.
Michael Jackson's estate is working out a deal to sell half of his catalog, $500 million for just half.
Holy cow.
And they want to control it. They want to control.
You can't sell it.
They want to be able to control what you do.
Yeah, you get half the dough.
You get all the dough for its current royalties. You just can't sell it to Cadillac. You don't have rights to move it to new places. Yeah,
you got no control. You make the money, but that's
it exists as it is. As far as money coming in from what it already is.
Yeah, all
you're
doing is
getting... sell it to people. You can't use it for ads. You can't. You have no control over anything that happens. Nope. You just collect the royalties, which is healthy.
Significant.
Yeah.
And, JG, are you going to get this one, the Metallica 72 Seasons? They're releasing it on cassette.
On cassette. Wow.
That's kind of cool.
Wow.
That's That'll probably be worth some dough.
Or not. Or it'll melt on your dash. That's probably what's going to happen to most of them.
Two things, a little follow-up on the Grammys. One, Jennifer Lopez says, Ben had a great time at the Grammys.
Yeah.
Just want to let you guys know.
No, he didn't.
Because there was that weird viral moment where
he looked miserable.
And the Grammys will tape a two-hour special honoring the 50th anniversary of hip-hop in August, and it'll air later this year on CBS.
Also, breaking news this morning, Michael Irvin has been sent home by the NFL Network due to an accusation of... some woman says that he's done something terrible.
Which brings us back to the last Super Bowl here in Arizona when Warren Sapp screwed up.
Down the hall.
Unbelievable story. Warren Sapp on
the... Teammates at the U.
Yeah. Well, that was what we were always amazed at, because right after that, all of the NFL Network had a cleanup. You know, they lost like 7 or 8 guys who were evidently touching girls at work and saying inappropriate things. We're like, how is Michael Irvin not in on this mix? Warren Sapp's tossing hookers around. And Michael Irvin's the good one who's on TV going, you know, sometimes these guys just don't think they're not too smart. So we have to be smarter as men. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to be smart.
Wow.
And then now, evidently, he's no longer part of the coverage. He's been sent home. He is no longer here. And he says, I'm baffled with everything. There was a 45-second conversation in the lobby when I got back after going out. I came into the lobby, talked to somebody, talked to this girl. I don't know her. 45 seconds, I shook her hand, I left. This is all I know that happened, and now I have to go home.
Wow.
So they don't even know what the... He says, I don't even recall the conversation. We were out drinking, friendly. What's up? I'm perplexed.
The evidence has to be there for the NFL Network to make that move.
Well, not necessarily, because the NFL will pull anything
that could be a
distraction.
It was actually Steve Keim.
It could have been Cardinals GM Steve Keim once again. Michael Irvin said, what law did I break? There was definitely nothing physical.
I looked around. Keim was next to me.
Steve Keim, she pointed to the wrong bald man. You're not bald. Yes, I am. Talk about that.
Steve Keim gets pulled over. What is your name, sir? Michael Irvin.
I'm legendary wide receiver Michael Irvin. That's why my finger is on that lady's boob. Oh, there's big doings with that story around here, because he's in trouble again for that. And the Cardinals organization is about to go in meltdown mode, and the NFL's covering it. Because the NFL screwed it up by doing exactly what they're doing to Michael Irvin, taking the accusation and slurring the man's name immediately, like they did Sean Coogler. This is not good.
NFL being as big as it is, I just feel like it had to be more than an accusation that made them go, okay, let's take that step. Because just the accusation, I feel like there's got to be something.
Let me tell you this. Sean Coogler, the offensive line coach of the Cardinals, had an accusation thrown at him the next day, and the paper says, fired from the team for sexual assault in Mexico City.
You told me about this a few weeks ago.
And that came from the NFL.
That came from the NFL.
Immediately, he's fired, get him out of here. Wasn't him. Mm. So the evidence that they said they had, they did not have. They've got the wrong dude.
But I think
allegedly
in that instance, they saw something that they thought was him.
They hadn't seen anything yet.
Oh,
well, Keim has masks. Yeah, that was the assistant coach.
He got a little stick with a cutout of the other guy.
How you doing? I'm Michael Irvin. Want to go beast mode back in my room?
Hello, Sony Special Effects Department.
Yeah. I need another mask.
I need another mask.
Quick.
It's covered in DNA.
I'm sending you a picture of a guy from the team. Just make a mask really quick. It's terrible. Well, I like Michael. He's always been kind of like a guy who seemed like he straightened himself out. Hopefully this isn't true. We'll see. But the fact that he's already screaming, I didn't do anything, instead of going dead quiet, tells me that he's saying, I'm going to defend myself before anything else. We'll find out. But Michael Irvin's not part of this anymore. So
that's crazy. Because he was all over the media night 2 nights ago. Yeah. So
2 Super Bowls in a row where Hall of Famers chucking women around the hotel room. Way to go. Keep it together. If you're a lady and you're down there, odds are you're going to get a settlement. Just get close to one of them.
I thought you said, you were going to say if you're a lady and you're around there, chances are you're going to get thrown around.
You are. Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're going to get thrown around.
If you play your cards right,
you're going to get thrown around.
There's setups all over the place waiting to get thrown.
I'd just bump into Kurt Warner until he pushed me. Like, I gotcha. It's $1 million.
Soccer flop.
There's got to be a lot of flopping. That's it for us. Larry's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a great Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.